has served to make him inquire about the strength of his own character, which he has trained, I suppose, just to meet situations that he thought might cause him fear. I do not wonder, however, that he was free from apprehension, touching an evil so unexpected and practically unheard of as this, since it is without precedent. For fire has damaged many a city, but has annihilated none. Even when fire has been hurled against the walls by the hand of a foe, the flame dies out in many places, and although continually renewed, rarely devours so wholly as to leave nothing for the sword. Even an earthquake has scarcely ever been so violent and destructive as to overthrow whole cities. Finally, no conflagration has ever before blazed forth so savagely in any town that nothing was left for a second. So many beautiful buildings, any single one of which would make a single town famous, were wrecked in one night. In time of such deep peace, an event has taken place, worse than men can possibly fear, even in time of war. Who can believe it? When weapons are everywhere at rest, and when peace prevails throughout the world, Lyon, the pride of Gaul, is missing. Fortune has usually allowed all men, when she has assailed them collectively, to have a foreboding of that which they were destined to suffer. Every great creation has had granted to it a period of reprieve before its fall. But in this case, only a single night elapsed between the city at its greatest and the city non-existent. In short, it takes me longer to tell you it has perished than it took for the city to perish. All this has affected our friend Liberalis, bending his will, which is usually so steadfast and erect in the face of his own trials. And not without reason has he been shaken, for it is the unexpected that puts the heaviest load upon us. Strangeness adds to the weight of calamities, and every mortal feels the greater pain as a result of that which also brings surprise. Therefore, nothing ought to be unexpected by us. Our minds should be sent forward in advance to meet all problems, and we should consider not what is wont to happen, but what can happen. For what is there in existence that fortune, when she has so willed, does not drag down from the very height of its prosperity? And what is there that she does not the more violently assail, the more brilliantly it shines? What is laborious or difficult for her? She does not always attack in one way, or even with her full strength. At one time, she summons our own hands against us. At another time, content with her own powers, she makes use of no agent in devising perils for us. No time is exempt. In the midst of our very pleasures, there spring up causes of suffering. War arises in the midst of peace, and that which we depended upon for protection is transformed into a cause of fear. Friend becomes enemy. Ally becomes foeman. The summer calm is stirred into sudden storms, wilder than the storms of winter. With no foe in sight, we are victims of such fates as foes inflict. And, if other causes of disaster fail, excessive good fortune finds them for itself. The most temperate are assailed by illness, the strongest by wasting disease, the most innocent by chastisement, the most secluded by the noisy mob. Chance chooses some new weapon by which to bring her strength to bear against us, thinking we have forgotten her. Whatever structure has been reared by a long sequence of years, at the cost of great toil and through the kindness of the gods, is scattered and dispersed by a single day. Nay, he who has said a day has granted too long a postponement to swift coming misfortune. An hour, an instant of time, suffices for the overthrow of empires. It would be some consolation for the feebleness of ourselves and our works, if all things should perish as slowly as they come into being. But, as it is, increases are of sluggish growth, but the way to ruin is rapid. Nothing, whether public or private, is stable. The destinies of men, no less than those of cities, are in a whirl. Amid the greatest calm, terror arises. And though no external agencies stir up commotion, yet evils burst forth from sources whence they were least expected. Thrones, which have stood the shock of civil and foreign wars, crash to the ground, though no one sets them tottering. How few the states which have carried their good fortune through to the end. We should therefore reflect upon all contingencies, and should fortify our minds against the evils which may possibly come. Exile, the torture of disease, wars, shipwreck. We must think on these. Chance may tear you from your country, or your country from you, or may banish you to the desert. This very place, where throngs are stifling, may become a desert. Let us place before our eyes in its entirety